Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina. Love this. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. You know what I'm saying? It is the only way we win. Otherwise, you know, we're just kind of all floundering together. Well, I don't even know about together, but we're all floundering around trying to find a way to win on our own. It doesn't work. It won't work. We have to be together. We have to be willing to work together. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, looking up these stories, sending them to me, right? Anyhow, God, there's so much good stuff out there. There's so many things I can have a field day with. But the first, like, we've all heard, all hearing continually about what's going on with President Trump. He'll be let back on Facebook here shortly, apparently. Nothing wrong with that. Fine. But will he? And will they really let his information get out there? I'm not so sure. You guys, you got much, some of you who've written me, emailed me, you got much more faith in those people than I do. You know what I mean? So, again, it's just kind of not there yet. We'll see what happens. All right, this is the stuff I love, too. This shows you how totally out of touch the Democrats are with reality as a whole. Not kind of, sort of, but for real. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. She told reporters last week that she continued the program. I love this stuff. Under her Republican predecessor, Doug Ducey, to bus migrants out of the state. But she's going to do it humane and in a more efficient way. She defended her decision to keep the program in place, telling the Arizona Sun that her administration would focus on ensuring that the state's continued payment of migrants' travel costs is efficient and humane. We just want to make sure that we were addressing the issue, and as I talked about many times in the campaign, in a way that was best use of taxpayer resources. Something that wasn't a political stunt. See, so I guess when the Democrats do it, it's from the heart. When the Republicans do it, it's a political stunt. Right? Like when Joey B. went down to the border and all of a sudden it was cleaned up. That wasn't a political stunt, right? That was reality, apparently. I don't know. I don't know how they do it with a straight face. I don't know how they lie so easily. I really don't. Then Governor Ducey began busing migrants out of Arizona all the way back in May. It was expanded to include options of chartered air travel aboard a 737 to a state contract signed back in January 14. Now, Ducey's tenure, or during his tenure, more than 3,000 people were bused from Yuma area to the nation's capital. Right, it cost more than $7 million. Republican lawmakers earmarked $15 million for the program last year. The border has seen, out of control. No matter what they tell you, they're lying to you. It's out of control. Hobbs, who assumed the office earlier this month, told reporters last week that we need to look at that practice and make sure it's effective. We need to make sure it supports communities. If we're spending money to bus people, why not just get them to their final destination, she said. That's great. What would that be? How do we know what that is? Do we know what that is? Right? Now, Hobbs told the Arizona Republic that her focus would differ from the actions of Republican governors, like Abbott and DeSantis, who both transport migrants to Democrat-run cities as a rebuke on the Biden administration. Well, hers isn't really a rebuke. We're going to focus on the humanitarian aspects of it. Wow. Right, because that's not what Abbott was doing. The fact that these guys were telling you they could no longer handle us. The fact that these governors were saying to you, hey, bottom line was, we don't have enough budgets to pull off. And they were getting absolutely no help from the federal government. And then you get guys like New York Mayor Eric Adams, also a Democrat. He said there's no more room for illegal migrants in his city. I'm surprised. Now, Newsom knows better. He recently came out and said this is killing us financially. We can't handle this. And yet they still want to verbally pound on these, these other governors running them out of the state. Or busing. I shouldn't say running. Busing them out of the state. It's just amazing to me. This righteousness that they whatever. Joe, see your host. Listen, David Horowitz joins me, and we're going to talk about his new book. Is the next upcoming election? Will it be our last? Could it be our final? We'll find out when we return.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste this time. Let me get him right on. I've got David Horowitz on the line with me, and David's new book, Final Battle. I mean, I got to tell you something. If you don't grab this book, not just this book, but all his books, you're out of your mind. There's great information here. Final Battle, the next election could be the last. And if we don't engage, it will be the last. David, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I hope you're just, you just wrote that title to get our attention, right? You don't really believe it'll be the last.
Well, the way I put it in the book is, if you think it's not going to be the last, well, nobody should. If you think it's not going to be the last, you're not seeing the dangers we're facing. Let me give you an example. On January 2nd, 4 days before January 6th, was the anniversary of Trump's assassination of General Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist, the leading terrorist in the world. Every wounded warrior you see on television has been blown up by an IED Soleimani is responsible for. And Trump assassinated him, or had him assassinated, and the Democrats all criticized Trump for doing that. The Iranians were not amused, and on that anniversary, Rouhani, the leader of the dictator of Iran, said that Trump will not only be removed from office, he had lost the rigged election of 2020 already, but he will be removed from life because we cannot forgive the killing of General Soleimani. So as you can imagine, the United States president is threatened. There are a lot of security meetings. And who's the head of security for the president? It's General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president's military advisor. And let me just say, I got this information from a book written by two Washington Post reporters. I haven't seen anybody else mention it. But what they reported was that Milley went around to all these security meetings saying that Trump's Stop the Steal speech was the gospel of the Fuhrer, and that the guys, the Trump supporters, were the guys we fought in World War II who were Nazis. And he had the guns, so he was going to send them their hash. That's treason. This is, we're supposed to have a civilian head of the military. Trump is the commander in chief. But that's how far that Democrat mentality, treasonous mentality, has gone. So if you don't think, if they thought they had a chance to shut down the elections, they would. I mean, you'd be foolish to think, no, that could never happen. I can give you, you know, other examples of what criminals these Democrats are.
But they're now doing it in our faces. You know, you talked about General Milley. He openly admits that he hid the codes from the president. I mean, are we for real here? And again,
he's still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Anderson Cooper thought he was marvelous. I mean, he had a quote when this book came out praising Milley. I mean, these people have lost their minds. I don't know any other way to put it. They claim that five, and this lie Biden told in the last 2 weeks, and Hakeem Jeffries also, the two most powerful Democrats, that five Capitol police officers were killed on January 6th. Actually, the actual number is zero.
Yep.
But they repeated the lie. This is 2 years later. They repeat the lie, so they obviously must believe it. They did. They found one Capitol police officer they could put up as an example of somebody killed on January 6th. His name was Brian Sicknick. They said his head was bashed in by a fire extinguisher. This never happened, and Sicknick was actually an ardent Trump supporter and died the following day on January 7th in his bed from natural causes. This didn't prevent them from doing, you know how the Russians had a Potemkin village, they called it, where it was a phony village to show how free people were and how well fed. Well, the Democrats had honored Sicknick. They had him lie in the state, in the rotunda of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Well, they all gave speeches about how he died protecting the capital from these vicious domestic terrorists.
David, this is
how far they would go.
How it's going to get entered into history. And it's going to be next to impossible to erase this and get the reality. You know, this new committee, and again, I'm going by what's in your book, too, is, you know, when you look at what happened January 6th, and now they're thinking they're going to show all this video, they're going to bring it back to light, they're going to prove, really, that there was offers to have the National Guard there. Nobody's going to believe it.
Biden is going to eclipse Benedict Arnold as America's greatest traitor. You know, it's people talk in this sanitized way. I mean, you would think with all these classified documents appearing everywhere, including a batch that was found in Chinatown, you would think people would say the obvious, and that is that the Biden family has gotten filthy rich by taking bribes from the Chinese Communist Party. It's just so obvious. But nobody's breached that.
But, David, what seems to have passed the minds of some is he's got papers from when he was a senator. Now, I'm not an expert on security, but how did he get papers? Because when they go into those gifts, they can't take anything out, right?
Dick Durbin asked that. He couldn't figure out how he made off with the classified papers. But the fact that he scattered them around is a clue that he was leaving them around for his Chinese friends.
We got to go for a break. I mean, we'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. David Horowitz is with me, and his new book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. Come on back. Learn how you can help stop this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Google says the Justice Department's complaint that it's abusing its position in digital advertising is, quote, without merit. The tech giant said it would, quote, defend itself vigorously against the DOJ, saying it should be required to sell its ad manager suite. Google said the move would slow innovation and raise advertising fees and make it more difficult for small businesses to grow. If you like Newsmax, you may be out of luck.
DirecTV is dropping the conservative network. The company saying that Newsmax demanded a rate increase.
increase. But Newsmax officials say the move amounts to nothing more than censorship and is an act of blatant political discrimination. Earlier this month, congressional Republicans wrote a letter to DirecTV's CEO saying Congress is going to conduct thorough oversight.
Correspondent John Schaefer in that oversight related to Republican suspicions about, quote, the extent to which House Democrats collude to limit First Amendment rights. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Look, I've got David Horowitz on the line with me. He is the author of a new book. We've got lots of books. You need to check them out. I'm telling you, get informed. I tell you all the time, you got to get informed to engage. Stop spewing stuff you think is true and get real information. His new book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last. And I hate to say this, I hate to admit to it, but you know what? He could be right. If we don't get informed, we don't jump on this, we don't start fighting for our rights, you could easily lose them. David, thanks for being with me. I always love when you're with me.
Thank you, Joe.
So,
thank you. Oh, you know, am I still on?
What's that?
Yeah, are we still going? That sounded like a conclusion.
No, but we... Here's the thing. You look at the January 6th scenario and what went down, and it's still, you know, insurrection, treason by President Trump. He had all these code words, apparently. I wasn't, were you, did you get a cheat sheet and find out what those code words were? Because somehow he had some code words to get us all moving in mass to take down the country.
How did the mass get the code words? Look, here's what he said in the Stop the Steal speech. He said that they had to go over to the Capitol to stiffen the spines of weak Republicans and get them to stand up for the integrity of the election, which would have meant rejecting the electors that had been all elected by fraud. This is something the Democrats have done every single time a Republican has won the presidential vote since 1980. And he said, if you fail to stiffen these Republicans, the weak Republicans, then you must go home and primary them in the next election. Now, there's... You couldn't imagine a more democratic idea than that. You just follow the rules. The idea that Trump, you know, all these lies about Trump, this guy's really a lifelong liberal. You know, we see the NAACP awards from Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Got them with Rosa Parks. Was at the Clinton's wedding or... Maybe they were at his wedding. I don't remember exactly. Never once, and in the public eye for 30 years, Never once did somebody introduce him as the host of The Apprentice and a white nationalist. Until he ran against a Democrat. It's so stupid. It's just mind-boggling. And they use that to tar all Republicans. The Gallup poll did a poll that showed that 61% of Democrats think that Republicans are racist. When the Democrat Party official policy is racist, it's equity policy, where you redistribute income according to skin color.
But David, everything is racist. It's been like that for over a decade now, where every little thing they call out, they put it in your face. But do we have the belly to fight back? I mean, you talk about a little bit of the fire you see in some of the new Republican leadership, but will you carry it through?
Look, I guess I saw Jesse Waters. He interviewed this black guy about diversity training, and he said it's just, you know, racism designed to indoctrinate people in communism. When you lose the black community and you lose the Hispanic community, what do you got?
The illegals coming over and voting. That's what you got. I mean,
yeah.
David, we see it here in California. We see, you know, many.
California, in my book, I show how California, it's the last 30 years, all the illegal immigration in California has destroyed the state. It's taken the education system, used to be at the top in the nation. Now it's at the bottom. You know, all these crime rates have gone up. Well, of course, it's helpful that the left is attacking the police. It's tragic what's happened to our country, but the main reason it's happened is because of the cowardice of the right. Republicans to stand up. And I believe that that's changing. My optimism comes. Look, Trump, when I came into the right 40 years ago, the first thing I did was look around and I said to myself, where's the ground army? You know, all my ex-comrades on the left, they had thousands of organizations to harass CEOs of corporations and elected officials and intimidate them to following their, you know, adopting their communist ideas.
I'm laughing because you're singing my song. I keep telling people, look, they are a well-oiled machine, okay? And we're playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules, and they're into guerrilla warfare.
Trump has created the first mass conservative movement in the history of the country. Until the Tea Party, you couldn't find three Republicans wouldn't walk down the sidewalk together without thinking, what are we, collectivists? You know? But now it's massive. He must have millions of people on his list. And then there's the spontaneous revolt of parents against the mutilation of children in the schools in the name of gender fluidity. I love the left is so good at twisting language. Gender affirmation. It's not gender affirmation. It's affirmation of your confusion.
It's flat-out mutilation.
I'm actually a girl. But David, am I 12 years old?
You grew up in some of this world, and I tell people it's not a conspiracy theory to say that they've been working for decades to dumb down our kids, to destroy the family structure, to destroy, you know, kids having some kind of respect for their parents, some kind of faith and trust in their parents. They're destroying the underbelly that makes us great, are they not?
Their enemy is the family and religion. And they don't like religious people because they owe allegiance to a higher power than Nancy Pelosi. It's that simple. And I see the religious community is galvanized, particularly around the life issue. I have a perspective from having come in to the right 40 years ago and having had all this experience in the left. So I'm very impressed by what's happening. I see so many new people standing up, you know, really heroically. I don't know if you follow music, but Mumford and Sons had one of the co-founders, Winston Marshall, tweeted. He read Andy. He's a literate guy, so he reads Solzhenitsyn, and for a rock musician, very literate. And he tweeted a tweet to Andy Ngo, this Vietnamese heroic young man who Antifa keeps putting in the hospital for his accurate reporting on who they are and what they do. And he said, he praised him as a brave person. That's all he really said. And they exploded on the left and attacked Mumford and Sons, and he actually quit. He had been with the band and was a co-founder for 14 years. But he, to save his band, he left the band. Now, I mean, well, this was Mumford and Sons, for those of your listeners who don't know, is one of the top bands in the world. They fill stadiums, and they've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
This is a heroic decision.
Like Stalin and Hitler and the rest of them, they knew if they got to the young people, they could grab the country. Listen, people, during the break, I want you to go over to, I guess, to Amazon is one place you can get it. Final Battle, the next election could be the last, but double it up with the war to destroy Christian America. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. Get them during the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with David Horowitz when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. So we see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't forget, finish your purchase of David's books that you started during the break, maybe didn't finish them. David Horowitz is with me, his new book, Final Battle. The next election could be the last, but you know what? He's got so many other good books as well. So when you go over to Amazon, don't buy one, buy two. It won't kill you to do a little reading, something that we don't do much of anymore. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
They're easy reads.
Well, I'm sure they are.
They move very swiftly.
Yeah.
And they're packed with information.
You know, something we were talking during the break, and we've talked a little bit about the blatancy of, they're right in your face with the things that they're doing wrong. And, you know, the only person that really, really died because of what happened on January 6th was Ashley Babbitt. And
I'm glad you brought that up.
She was murdered. I mean, she was flat out murdered. When you look at that video, there was no justification for shooting.
What a monster Nancy Pelosi is. She was murdered. It's on videotape. She was, Ashley Babbitt was 40 years old. She was 5 foot tall. She was unarmed. She was an Air Force veteran. And on this videotape, you see her standing around with actually two or three Capitol police officers threatening and menacing no one, just standing. And a hand with a handgun reaches through the film and blows her away. And Nancy Pelosi protected the killer. His name is Michael Byrd. She suppressed his name for months. She quashed any investigation. She made him a free man. She gave him a medal for defending the Capitol.
Wow.
That makes her an accomplice to murder. And it really makes the whole January 6th committee, because they're supposed to find out what actually happened, and they did not investigate the murder of Ashley Babbitt. And the whole Democrat leadership knows that this innocent woman was murdered and that Nancy Pelosi covered it up. And they've done nothing. You know, not one resignation, not one protest from a Democrat.
Oh.
Just terrible. That shows who they actually are. I mean, it's just awful.
I'm 100% about. Look, I'm going to deviate a little bit from what's in the book, and you just said it shows what they actually are. You look at the illegals that are being bussed by some of the Republican governors to other states, other cities, and all of a sudden they're screaming, "This isn't right. You shouldn't put this on us. We can't handle the." they don't even see themselves.
To be a radical is to be a liar, because that's the whole idea of being a radical, that you reject the whole system. If you were a reformer, you would recognize if you respected our Constitution and our laws, you'd see, as I did when I was leaving the left, that there's ways to remedy. You can change the laws. There's means to reform the system and preserve this great democratic and structure and economic engine of prosperity. But they are outside that. They want to destroy the whole thing. So, of course, they're radicals, so they're on the extreme. They don't want to say that. They can't tell the truth about what they actually want, because if they tell the truth, I mean, people would, you know, turn off. I actually have friends who are older than I am and said if this happened in 1945, they would be strung up from the nearest lamppost. So radicals habitually lie. It's Obama. I mean, you find this with all of them. Obama, you know, there's not blue states and red states. There's only the United States.
We sounded good. Golden tongue.
Yeah, he was very clever. He's a clever liar.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get used to that with radicals. They're not telling you what they think.
No,
they're very good at attacking you.
It's true, though.
Their agenda is.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know, they called it an insurrection. They called it, you know, it was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. I'm thinking, why did 3,000 people die that day? Did I miss something here? You know, did I sleep through a problem?
They called it an armed insurrection until it was 3 days later and there were no arms. So yeah. they kept calling it an insurrection because that's treason, and they basically want to demonize their opponents. But they didn't explain how you can have an insurrection and overthrow the government if you're unarmed.
Well, they've already painted us. They've already painted us in a light that it's going to be very hard to bet.
I'll give you an example. I mean, they have the universities. They spent 50 years infiltrating the universities and turning them into one-party states. Harvard is a university, I mean, outside the medical departments, physics departments, is a university in name only. It's just an indoctrination and recruitment center for the political left, is what it is.
You know,
I used to speak through the 90s. I spoke at about 400 universities. I had to take bodyguards. there would be demonstrations. They chant slogans. I had, the heads of communications departments at the University of Texas lead in chants of shame on Horowitz. You couldn't get a conversation going in a university. And that's really what happened. That's why you have the Democrat Party so terrible. These are all people who've been to college. They have the collegiate crowd that's been indoctrinated in Marxist claptrap.
But they also appeal to the young people. Look at, they get them in the education world. They get them in
colleges.
Well,
young people are stupid. But, when I came out of the left, I said, well, our slogan was, you can't trust anybody over 30. And I said, you can't trust anybody under 30. They're too ignorant.
No, I look at this stuff and I go, look, you've been around education longer than I have. I've only been in it for about 20 years myself, 25 years. And I look at this and I go, look at the education facilities in major cities across this country are failing, continue to fail, and they're getting worse. They're not getting better. And they serve the lower socioeconomic communities like the Black and the Hispanic communities. We have dumbed down the country so much with these young people, they will believe almost anything that the Democrat Party says. We need to help you.
The Democrats are the worst nightmare of black people in this country. I mean, in these inner city schools, 40% of the kids don't graduate.
Yep.
And 40% of them graduate as functional illiterates. And people tolerate it. Actually, Trump tried to challenge that, which is why they went after him as a white nationalist. But why only Trump? What's the matter with these Republicans? The Democrats have 100% control of every major inner city in America. Every injustice done to poor black people in the inner cities, Democrats are 100% responsible for.
Yep.
And have been for 50 to 100 years.
Yep.
But you never hear Republicans talking like that.
No, they need to call them out. And I've been saying this at the local level, because not much we can do at the federal level. It's a lot harder. And I keep saying, look, it all starts local. It all starts with that school board member that goes to city council. From city council, it goes to, a local.
Oh, yeah, well,
right?
It starts with these unions, which should be illegal. Franklin Roosevelt thought that public sector unions should be illegal.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They elect the school boards. They have their slush funds. They have the money.
Well, so they got lots of money there in California. Lots of money.
One big, yeah.
All right, David, listen, we're about out of time. I want to give you a minute to tell people where they get your book, your books, and get more information and read some of your writings.
You can get my book at Amazon, of course. But, there are stacks of it in Costco and Sam's Club and BJ's and Books a Million. Actually, in Costco's, they're sandwiched between John Grisham and Tom Clancy. The only place you can't get them is in small bookstores that are run by leftists.
And then they can get they can read frontpagemag.com, frontpagemag.com. David, I always love when I have you on the show.
Keep up to this war.
Keep up the good work and stay safe, my friend. Join us, your host, Dan Pilla, joins us in the next hour. We're going to talk about your taxes. You don't have to be afraid of the IRS. I'm telling you. We'll be back in a minute.